acá no había un vender.
Cuban percussionist Roman Diaz chanting to a crowd in Africa that understands the words he's saying because he's saying them in their language. They've been conserved all these years in rituals in Cuba. For the first time since slavery took people from Africa's Cross River region, part of what is now Nigeria and Cameroon, across the Atlantic Ocean to Cuba, two members of the Cuban Abakua Society, which is descended from the African Ekpe Society, journeyed to Ekpe's African homeland. We've got the story of that meeting coming up. Hello, Charles Collinet with you on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International. Today, a very special edition of Hip Deep, Voice of the Leopard. The Cross River region of Africa was historically known as the Calabar region, and its people were called Carabali in Cuba. So many were brought that there's a saying in Cuba. He who doesn't have Congo has Carabali, meaning blood, of course. Today we'll hear lots of great music and we'll be talking to the man who made this historic re-encounter happen between Cuba and Calabar, Dr. Ivor Miller, research fellow in the African Studies Center of Boston University and author of Voice of the Leopard, forthcoming from University Press of Mississippi in the fall of 2008. But first, let me bring on to the radio stage my old Afropop Worldwide pal, Ned Sublett.
Hello, George.
And today we'll be talking to Dr. Ivor Miller in just a minute. But right now, it's time to get busy.
Time for music.
Here's Mongo Santa Maria and Justo Betancourt from 1976.
A number with jazz harmonies and words that aren't in Spanish, praising the Abakwa lineage of Efi Obane. It's called Ubane.
Hey, boy.
abasivo me llambao, abasivo me llambao, abasivo me llambao.
Ae, abasivo me llamba,
abasivo me llamba, abasivo me llambao.
Ae, abasivo me llamba,
el dueño tan de pues, abasivo llambao.
Ae, abasivo me llamba,
truco de coño bacua, queríamos mi morba en Bobima. Abasí, ae,
ae, abasivo me llamba,
abasí andando pie, llamba, llamba, oh,
ae, abasivo me llamba,
Kiko Juana Moto, abasí, abasí, ae,
ae, ae, abasivo me llamba,
el güey tan que güey, abasí,
ae, abasivo me llamba,
oye, tú con Angel Abacua, abasí. Abasivo me llama, llama, abasivo me llama,
abasivo me llama.
O Juan es fiao al año, te que fiao un brandy mazongo.
Abasivo me llama.
Cama.
Y te huele, huele, y todo son, y todo huele, huele. Ye were were y to su mi to were were y to ya ocha que ni guanito su cheque cheque ni to su y de were were ye walere
ara y de ye walere
o chu walere
ara y de ye walere
y a mi walere
ara y de ye walere
eh walere
ara y de ye walere
eh walere
ara y de ye walere
ye vaya walere
ara y de ye walere.
Mongo and Justo from 1976, Georges Collinet
and Ned Sublet
with you on Afropop Worldwide. Today, Voice of the Leopard, uncovering the relationship between the Cuban Abacua Society and the Calabar region of Africa.
Abacua Macanica, Abacua Macanica.
Abacua is an all-male secret society. It's not unlike the Masons. Fernando Ortiz spoke of Abacua as an African masonry. It exists only in the Cuban provinces of Havana and Matanzas. Not in the cities Cubans have immigrated to, not in Puerto Rico, not even in eastern Cuba. Only in Havana and Matanzas.
So let's hear some Matanzas flavor now. Here's the Muñequitos de Matanzas from 1956. This is Ritmo Abacua.
Bye.
From 1956, that's Los Muñequitos de Matanzas with Ritmo Abacua.
The first recording of Abacua-themed music in the Matanzas style.
Los Muñequitos are known as the greatest rumba group in Cuban history.
Supreme.
But Abacua is intimately connected to the history of the rumba.
In the dockside cultures of Havana and Matanzas, stevedores who were Abacua members played drums and danced rumba. The Muñequitos have always featured Abacua rhythms in their repertoire. And I should mention that the last surviving performer on the 1956 Muñequitos recordings, Esteban Vega, Cha-Cha, one of the great drum masters of Cuba, passed away in July 2007.
Rest in peace, Cha-Cha.
Ah, wembana, wembana, wembana.
Ah, wembana, wembana, wembana.
Voice of the Leopard is the name of our show today, and it's also the name of the forthcoming book by our special guest, Ivor Miller. So, what is the Voice of the Leopard? Dr. Miller, the floor is yours.
The Voice of the Leopard is the main symbol of the Ekpe Society of the Cross River region of Nigeria and Cameroon, which was recreated in colonial Cuba as the Abacua Society, and it's a symbol in both. The leopard is a sign of royalty all over Central West Africa and the Calabar Zone, and it's a symbol of their political autonomy. Every village in the Cross River region that has Ekpe has their own way to manifest the voice, which means we are independent.
We are independent. So, Abacua is a Cuban creation based on the Ekpe Society of Africa.
From the marshy Cross River region of Africa at the crook of where West Africa meets Central Africa.
That region had no strong central government like, say, that of the Yoruba.
That's exactly it. Whereas the Yoruba have a centralized system, Ekpe was how a series of autonomous villages could trade and interact in meaningful ways. If one's an Ekpe member in the Cross River region, one can travel anywhere and be safe, because wherever there's a lodge, you're protected. In the Cross River region, Ekpe is the indigenous government. As an example, okay, we want to take my family and move to a new place. The first thing we do is create the Ekpe lodge, and then we create the settlement, because that is the symbol that we are an independent settlement. You can't come here and do anything you want. You've got to deal with Ekpe. The legal system, the judiciary, executive branches are all through Ekpe.
So, is it a government, a society, a religion? What is it?
Abacua describe it as a religion, but that's a very interesting question, because it's an exclusive thing that not everybody can join. It's really a club of prestige that has a very deep spiritual base.
And this is based on a sound.
Mm-hmm. In Ekpe, they describe it as a mystic sound that emits from the Butame. The Butame is the temple. And only the high levels of society's leaders know what makes that sound. It's not known by others. But the sound is the symbol that Ekpe is in session. And those who are not members should move away, should stay clear. Because in effect, the law is in session.
It's a sound that we can't play on the radio.
Well, because that might be seen as disrespectful by the leadership, mm-hmm. because they don't take this lightly at all. As a matter of fact, on none of the recordings that I know from either West Africa or Cuba is that sound reproduced.
That sound is never heard outside the sacred region.
Exactly. But the point is that it's not the vehicle that makes the sound that's important. It's the sound that is adored, that is worshipped, that is seen as the voice of God, that's connecting humans with the divine.
And at the same time, the sound has been evoked frequently in popular music by Abba Choir members. It's not the same sound, but it's evoked.
Exactly. In as you well know, some of the recordings by Sexteto Habanero in the 20s, that's a track called Criolla Carabalí. We'll hear some of the bongo drum, the glissade making.
When the bongocero moistens his finger and slides it across the drum head, making a friction sound.
It's a reference.
So check out what Agustin Gutierrez, the bongo player of Sexteto Habanero, is doing on this recording from 1928. Criolla Carabalí.
Thank you.
Sound at the end. Can I hear it again? That bowed double bass.
Evoking the sacred sound of the Abaqua.
And recorded in New York in 1963. That's Arsenio Rodriguez with Canto Abaqua. Before that, a 1928 recording drawing on the Abaqua tradition of Havana. Septeto Habanero with Criolla Carabalí. Georges Collinet
and Ned Sublett
with you on Afropop Worldwide. Today, a hip-deep edition with our special guest, Dr. Ivor Miller,
author of the forthcoming Voice of the Leopard. And if you want to read the complete interview with Ivor Miller,
where he breaks down in more detail what's going on in many of these songs we're playing today,
get your mouse over to www.afropop.org.
You'll also find all kinds of goodies, including all of our past hip-deep interviews with scholars and movers and shakers in the Afro-Atlantic world, and a feature with some mind-bending pictures that Ivor Miller was kind enough to hook us up with.
That's El Ñáñigo, a danza composed by Enrique Peña, a hero of Cuban independence.
Ñáñigo is a word that means an Abaqua member. Whatever the musical style of the moment in Cuba, Abaqua musicians were there, going back to before the age of recording.
And we already heard Septeto Habanero playing Abaqua-themed song.
Which brings us to one of the most important figures of the Cuban song,
Ignacio Piñero.
Here's Ivor Miller.
Ignacio Piñero is known as the poet of the son. He's supposed to have composed about 400 sones. Prolific person. And a lot of his compositions are in the costumbrista genre, meaning he was describing the customs of the era, what was happening in the neighborhood, where things he overheard of people talking about, or what happened last night at the Abaqua Plante, the Abaqua ceremony. And we talked about how in the Cross River, the Ekpe lodges represent an independent community. And so the temple grounds of Abaqua are off limits to anyone who's not a member. It's a very sacred space, and not anyone can just go there. Los Cantares del Abaqua is talking about the police invasion of an Abaqua plante, because Abaqua, being a symbol of liberty for the black population, being an organized black society, was repressed throughout Cuban history.
And being considered witchcraft.
Exactly.
By the ruling class.
Everything that the nation was held to be, Abaqua was not. Progress, etc. And so Abaqua are essentially the boogeymen of Cuban history. And so Los Cantares del Abaqua describes the police invading a plante, and how even in spite of that, the plante continues because the people and their culture cannot be stopped. So police thought there was criminal activity happening. They wanted to get inside the temple, and they were not allowed to. So there were conflicts about that. Piñero is describing one of these, and how in spite of the repression, the culture continues. And for me, the important lyric in this is, En cuanto suena el bongo, todo el mundo se emociona. When the bongo drum sounds, everybody is moved. This is a very poetic way of talking about the importance of Abacua music in commercial recordings in Cuba.
En cuanto suena el bongo, todo el mundo se emociona. El más socialista entona, junto con Centerivo, los cantares de la Abacua. Los cantares de la Abacua. Nangando mariba, nangando mariba. Nangando mariba, nangando mariba. Llego en cabullo y el ídemo en poco con el bonco se desprendió.
¡Huye!
¡Que la niyamba caliente! ¡Que gritaba su molina! ¡El bongo se desafina si no cantamos! Aceria, 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 manaca, cubia, como india, abacua. Pero el yamba caliente le gritaba su molina. El bongo se desafina si no cantamos. Seria, 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 manaca, cubia, como india, abacua.
Huye.
Moñongo pavio, moñongo pavio. No se puede continuar, en Bacar está bravito, porque le falta el diablito que comille a verdad.
Véndele.
No se puede continuar, en Bacar está bravito, porque le falta el diablito que tomille a verdad. Por eso no están de acuerdo, mozongo, el jefe Juanca no quiere cantar.
Vétele.
Ay, yumba,
vanejo y yumba,
ay, yumba, vanejo y yumba. Ayumba, Banekwe Yumba, Ayumba, Banekwe Yumba.
Maria Teresa Vera with Ignacio Piñero, Los Cantares de la Abacua. We are going back to the motherland in a minute, so don't go away. I'm Georges Collinet. You're listening to Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International. In 2004, after more than a decade of working with Cuban Abacua, Ivor Miller went for the first time to Calabar.
I recognized that there was an incredible story here that had not been told about the migration of African peoples and how their actions helped found Caribbean societies. And in order to prove that, in 2004, I was able to go to Calabar. I brought some videotapes of Abacua ceremonies. I brought some recordings of Abacua music. And I gave a talk at the National Museum in Calabar. And the Ekpe people there were overwhelmed. When I played Criolla Carabalí, they freaked out. They got up and started dancing. And they said, this is the way our parents used to play. And they recognized the very specific rhythms that the Cubans were playing as the rhythm of a particular grade. Ekpe system has 9 different grades. One of those grades is called bongo. There happens to be a grade in Cuba called bongo, which is the talking drum that we'll hear referred to in a lot of the recordings. I met with essentially all the Paramount rulers of Calabar, and it so happens that the leader of one of the lodges invited me to come to a ceremony soon after I had showed them all this material. And during that night, they initiated me. It happened that way. Please come to our ceremony. And essentially, they recognized the importance of this connection with Cuba. And in order to help me with my research, they initiated me so I could actually go to different settlements and talk about Ekpe, because it's off limits to non-initiates.
So you haven't been initiated in Cuba, but you have in Calabar.
Exactly. After the talk in the National Museum, there was some government representatives there, and they announced that they were going to put their support behind this project. For the third International Ekpe Festival, there's a festival there every December, and to which you all are invited. And I was able to go with two Abaqua members, Vicente Sanchez and Roman Diaz, who both happen to be from the Ecore Tonko Lodge of Havana. And they're both professional musicians from Havana that now work in the New York area. It was a very spontaneous visit, you know, because Abaqua is a collective society. To have a full conjunto, a full ensemble of Abaqua, you need about 10 people, with the dancers, the drummers, the chanters, and all that. We had two.
So, Ekpe, the Leopard Society, has been going on all the time in Calabar, and they've had Abaqua since the 1830s in Cuba.
But as far as anyone knows, this is the first time the two traditions had re-encountered.
I don't know of any contact that there was. This is quite a unique situation, because in the Yoruba case, especially between Yoruba land and Brazil, there was a lot of contact and movement back and forth. In terms of cross river and Cuba, as far as we know, there is none. And that's why it's extraordinary that Ekpe and Calabar can listen to speech by Abaqua and music and chanting and understand and recognize the rhythms and many of the words. There was a competition of masked dancers. Masked dancers is another thing shared by Ekpe and Abaqua. They represent ancestors who are there to make sure that the living conduct the ceremonies in the right way. There is no rehearsal for any of this. Roman Diaz is asked to come out. He goes over to the percussion ensemble and gets them in a pace that he likes, which is very easy because they're basically playing the same music as the Abaqua do, the same instruments, fabricated in the same way, the same construction. So Roman goes out and he starts chanting the phrase about the foundation of Abaqua in Cameroon. Two to 3,000 people there. The entire crowd responds. And then, using, of course, Cuban methods, he calls out the masked dancer, who responds to him and enters the competition. He picks up a drum, which he uses as the symbolic drum to call out, because the drum is the symbol of authority. So the drum calls out the masked dancer, and he brings it to the high table, just like the others had done. Wild. And for everyone there, it's the confirmation that the Abaqua is obviously an extension of their own culture.
At the end of the trip, the two Cubans and Ivor Miller had an encounter with the elders of the community.
We are so happy. How we wish you were more than this in number. One thing that we are going to request. As you are going back home, you have come, you have seen, and you are going back to tell the people that your root is still existing. And that we welcome as many of you at any given time back home. You can make it a yearly affair.
Se puede regresar anualmente.
But let the people know that we are one blood.
Que estamos una sangre.
One blood. Well, when Ivor Miller goes to see the Ekpe people in my home country in Cameroon, I want to be there. Now, let's hear how Abakwa wound up in popular music not only in Cuba, but in New York in the late 40s.
Chano Pozo, who changed everything, who popularized the tumbadora or conga drum in the United States before his untimely shooting death in 1948, played Abakwa-themed music with Dizzy Gillespie. But he also recorded the hardcore stuff. From February 1947, this is done as a rumba, but it's pretty much straight-ahead Abakwa music, the first such recording anywhere that I know of.
And it's called Abasi, which is the name of the supreme god of the Abakwa. Here's Chano Pozo, one fine night in New York City 60 years ago. Chano Pozo.
Here's what Ivor Miller had to say about that number.
Essentially, he's evoking an Abakwa ceremony. In that way, it's all Abakwa language. You start off by greeting the astros, the stars, the moon, the sun, the ancestors, and then you greet the living leadership in other hierarchies, and then you commence. He introduces himself as a member of the Munyanga Lodge of Havana. The Abakwa tradition is epic poetry, is how I look at it. It's Homeric in that way that the artists who are chanting it are drawing from an epic tradition, and they're telling the story of the mythic past, which they believe to be their authentic history. And they are recreating it in the present. And there's a point where he starts to bring out the Irimé, who are the representatives of the ancestors, the mass dancers. And to do that, he says, click, 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 which means come, come forward, come forward. Now, this track influenced a lot of people in New York at the time, and one of them was Machito. In 1950, Machito does another track called Negro Nyanyamboro, which is, I consider it to be in the dance instruction genre. You know, usually they're teaching you how to do the latest step. Here, he's describing a person who catches the spirit. He's mounted by an orisha, so the shirt is taken off, the shoes are taken off, and the hat is taken off. And he's saying, Negro Nyanyamboro arrollando como es. He's dancing like it should be done. But Nyanyamboro, there are two Abakwa phrases. Nyanya is the mass dancer, and Bemoro is the Abakwa lodge. So, you know, it's a playful use of Abakwa themes, but he's evoking ritual in the mambo context, in the palladium.
Okay, a little Abakwa-style mambo for you now. From 1950, Machito and his Afro-Cubans.
With Negro Nyanyamboro.
On Afropop Worldwide.
Yeah.
Machito and his Afro-Cubans with Negro Nyanyamboro. More to come, so don't go away. But first, funding for Afropop Worldwide comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the National Endowment for the Arts, that believes a great nation deserves great art. Adam Lewis's Loving Exactly What Is Foundation, and PRI, Public Radio International affiliate stations around the U.S. And thank you for supporting your public radio station. Major corporate support for Afropop Worldwide comes from the pharmaceutical company Merck, supporting the Regional AIDS Initiative of Southern Africa. Merck, where patients come first. More information at Merck.com. Additional support for Afropop Worldwide comes from Global Rhythm, a monthly publication that features world music, international film, cuisine, and adventurous travel. You can receive a free copy of the magazine through Afropop.org. For more information or to subscribe, the number is 1-866-RHYTHM-1. That's 1-866-RHYTHM-1. Abacua is not found in Puerto Rico,
but Puerto Ricans have a long tradition of showing respect for Abacua in music, and the influence of Chano Pozo was huge.
From 1950, the same year Machito recorded Negro Nyanyamboro, here's Tito Rodriguez with an Abacua-themed number, Abanecue.
Sin lamentos ni rencor, Abanecue, estas notas son de oro que brotan de mi alma con amor. Abanecue, analiza el guaguancó, es de Cuba, no importa de qué lugar. Abanecue con toda sinceridad, yo te brindo mi rumba de corazón. Abanecue, que repite en el bongo
de la música africana, suena el tambo en Chemilla, de la música africana, el irimo de La Habana se pone al instante en pie, y cuando encama el moruaje, el público se emociona, porque el irimo se entona al compás de la vacua, porque el irimo se entona al compás de la vacua. ¡Yeah!
Al legendario rumbero. soy Congo Carabalí. Cuando me pongo a sonar los cueros de mi tambor, así comienza la rumba. Congo Yambumba me llamo yo.
Porque lo mienta seres Congo Carabalí.
Pa' que lo goce, pa' que lo goce Niche Handa. Este ritmo del africano Congo María Drumacuyí. Congo María Drumacuyá.
Porque lo mienta seres Congo Carabalí.
Coro millares pa' mi tambo y ya a mí me dio la clave. Escúchalo bien hacer, del Congo traigo la llave.
Porque lo mienta seres Congo Carabalí.
Hay en el África del Sur, hay en el África Central, hay unos negros que vienen arrollando con su ritmo en arará.
Porque lo mienta seres Congo Carabalí.
From Ponce, Puerto Rico, that's Papo Luca y la Sonora Ponceña with Congo Carabalí. And before that, El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico
with Iromo.
You can read the complete interview with Aver Miller and see a remarkable video clip he shot of Cubans in Calabar at afropop.org. My Afropop partner is Sean Barlow. Sean produces our program for World Music Productions. Research, field recording and co-production for this program by Ned Sublette. Ned, I tell you, it's been great to see you again.
Thank you, George. It's always a pleasure. Senior editor for Afropop.org is Banning Air. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. Special thanks to Misha Turner.
Additional engineering by Mike Kaplan. I'm Georges Collinet.
PRI, Public Radio International.